If I return to Psalms 121. Psalms 121, I've entitled the message, Walking with God in 2018. We have a lot of songs that we sing at times that are close to us that we appreciate. There's one here in this book, I forget the name, title. We'll get it here some more. Six 629 in the Christian hymnal. Let's stand and sing that one. 629. What a hymn. Much is sandwiched in those verses, and I think of the seriousness of life. And the fact is that for many of us, much of our hasty life is gone. It won't come back. I'm glad we don't have to relive it again. But there is a sense of soberness that passes over us when we think of that. What did we really get accomplished? Sometimes we might sit and fret about it, which doesn't help anything, but the fact is that we're just going on. We're here now, and just like a shadow, and it passes on. Like an airplane going over top, you know, where is this ending? And after a while, it's gone, and it's just such a short time. So I'm glad this morning that we have a God to trust, a God to guide us, a God to help us in all our issues of life. Let's look at Psalms 121. Let's read it together, everyone in unison. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. That's long enough, isn't it? For me it is. From here to there. God is in control, and God is, he said, I will be there. And we sang that song, I'll be there when things go wrong, or when you've lost your song. And so we know that God is in control and God is present. This is one of my favorite psalms, several of them, but that's one of them. I believe this reflects David's walk with God and his trust as he served the God that he was serving. I will lift mine eyes unto the hills, not to the hills, but to the God of the hills, the one who made all things, from whence cometh my help. Because our help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. What would it be like, dear ones, this morning, if you had no faith in God? What would it be like if you had no hope in Jesus? How dark this world must be. Just can't imagine. But most of the people are like that, you know. They're out there, they're just existing, really. And nothing really to guide them. As a ship without a compass, without a rudder. I'm glad this morning that we have our God to trust. We sometimes wonder, what time did you wake up this morning? Were you glad that you could wake up to the new day? Or did you wish you could have just slept a while yet? Maybe you pushed the snooze button and rolled over and went to sleep again. Well, sometimes we wake up and don't get up like I should have the other morning. My wife woke me up and said, it's 6 o'clock already. I said, I'm sorry, I overslept a whole hour. That doesn't work well when you're supposed to be out working. But the fact is that our God is in control, and he will help us even in our infirmities. But I'm glad this morning I woke up early and had the temptation just to roll over and say, no, I think I'm going to get up and study a while and get some things written down, and I still miss some things. But the fact is that, you know, we have these appointments, we have work to do, and either we get at it or we don't get it done. And sometimes some things don't make much difference, and other things make more difference. But as a mother, you know, you have your work to do and get some lunch in the stove oven before we go to church. Either you get up in time or else you're late, like I was this morning. I was already singing the second song and I walked in. That's not honorable for anybody, much less the bishop. But the fact is that, yeah, we were late. But I'm glad that our God we can serve our God in this day, in this year, looking forward to this year if the Lord tarries. We hope for a good year. We, as a farmer, we like to have good crops. Cows do good and everything works well. And if you're a day laborer, you hope you have enough work with a good enough pay to pay the bills and the family stays well and healthy. But you know, there are things that come into our lives that we don't plan for that cause a detour. And so we have those occasions in life. We have the broken bones, we have the sick children, we have the different things that change our course, what we had planned on. And we know that God is still in control. That doesn't mean that he didn't pay attention, but it does mean that his plans were different than ours. And so this morning, when I think, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved, he that keepeth thee will not slumber. We know that regardless of what we plan, what we want to do, what we plan would like to get accomplished, we lay it before the Lord and then trust him and seek his will and direction in that, that he will help us. So 2018 looks a little scary, maybe in some ways. What is this going to be like? You know, we think of our outreach efforts, and that's one thing, that those who are moving, but the ones who are staying are going to be really affected.
Yes, we will. I hope so anyhow.
Because we'll notice a number of people will not be regular attenders anymore. And that is really, I remember one year, one of the other churches reached out and they were having an outreach, and I said, are you sure you're ready for what you have to do as a home congregation? I'm not sure if we're ready or not. But we hope to walk with God and trust our hand into his. And so he keeps Israel. He never slumbers nor sleeps. God doesn't have a snooze button when he said, well, I'm sorry, I'm not available till a certain time tomorrow. But it's instantaneous. We have connection with our God if we have the sin question taken care of. I'm glad he does that. He keeps Israel. He keeps his people in all their ways. This morning, when I think of what the future holds, we face the future and we... And all our planning and all our efforts, we just don't get all the bases covered. We just don't know all that. Good thing we don't, or else we would certainly make a bigger mess out of life than what we do. I'm glad this morning that my Lord is the keeper of time and eternity. He knows exactly what today holds. He knows what tomorrow and the next day. He knows exactly what all is going to transpire. And all we need to do is place our hand into his, and he will help us through that all and give us direction. We can never turn around and say, God, you missed this point, because we just, it's not that way. He is never late. He is always on time, and he is there all the time. He is our keeper. He is our protector from the elements as well as from whatever we may face. You know, and I think of life and of all that we like to get accomplished, and what we do get accomplished sometimes, you wonder what really this is all about. I got a poem sent to me recently from my sister. Maybe I'll read that. It's a little bit different, but get up and go. I don't know if you ever had that. How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up and go has got up and went. But in spite of all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get up has been. Old age is golden, so I've heard said. But sometimes I wonder as I crawl into bed. With my ears in the drawer and my teeth in a cup, my eyes on the table until I wake up. As sleep dims my vision, I say to myself, is there anything else I should lay on the shelf? But though nations are warring and business is vexed, I'll still stick around to see what happens next. Now I do know my youth is all spent. My get up as go has got up and went. But in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get up has been. When I was young, my slippers were red. I could kick my heels high over my head. When I am older, my slippers were blue, but still I could dance the whole night through. When I am older, my slippers are black. I huff to the store and I huff my way back. But never you laugh, I don't mind it at all. I'd rather be huffing than not puff at all. How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up has go and got up and went. But in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get-up has been. I get up each morning and dust off my wits. I open the paper and read the obits. If I'm not there, I know I'm not dead. So I eat a good breakfast and go back to bed. How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up and go has got up and went. But in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get up has been. It takes on a clear different picture when you get this old, that's all. Not complaining, we're just glad we could say that we're 81 years old. But you do wonder sometimes, what have I really missed and what have I could have done so much better? I appreciate so much what you all have done for me. This year is so different. Over this time of the year, I did not send one Christmas card. I don't think I sent one. But I got a lot of them. Thank you for that. And a lot of pictures. And they're hanging up and are across the ceiling in the kitchen, and so we can take a good look at them. Well, that's life. But you wonder sometimes. Last Sunday, I thought certainly I was going to go to Lakeview for church. I had promised I would be there, and it was in the bulletin that way. But when a couple of my boys called me and said, "Dad, are you actually going to go?" And I thought I better take notice. Stupidity kind of takes over sometimes. You don't know for sure what you can do and what you can't do. And so I decided to stay home, and because it was cold and had a lot of snow, when all of it doesn't take but just one little mistake and all of a sudden everything's an emergency. And it's no fun when you're this old. But because the get up and go has got up and went. But you know, through it all, I still like Psalms 121. He is there. He'll be there. It was one of my dad's favorites as far as his insurance policy. Remember him getting up at night when we was gonna go away and get the Bible and read this chapter before we leave from home and pray for us. You see, it's universal. Makes no difference if you go out of the country or in the country. God is there. And so I really recommend that to each one of you. He keeps Israel, he keeps the children of God. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. And so when we feel an urge to do something that is maybe not quite as wise as it could have been, years ago it would have been all right, but now it's no longer that way. I'm sure one thing is that Ecclesiastes 12 is true. There are fears in the way. There's some things that bother you that it didn't used to bother because we don't have the power to do it anymore. Not because God isn't faithful, but because of just simply old age. So I'm glad this morning that the Lord is still the keeper and of day and night, whether our sun is up or the moon is up, he is still there. He will preserve us from all evil. He will preserve our soul. Preserve our going out and our coming in from now until eternity. And that's that's long enough. And so I'm glad this morning for his keeping power and the blessings we have enjoyed as my wife and I are aged and older. And, we just wonder what might be next. We're glad that the God never changes. He is there when things go wrong, and he's there when we lose our song. He promised that. And so we're glad for all the input that each one of you have been in our lives this past year and in the past years. And we want to continue to trust the Lord that he will lead us safely home. I'm glad for the hope and trust that we have in this God. You know, when you think back of years gone by and you think of all those that have fallen asleep in the Lord, then you think a few of those that died and were not ready to go. How sad that must be. So I'm glad this morning for the hope of eternal life and for the preservation that God gives to us and is ever there helping us. And I strongly recommend that don't lose faith in the God of today and the God of tomorrow, the Lord Jesus. He is there when and help us through in all things of life. Bless us as we place our hand in His and seek His face, that we would be useful in His kingdom as long as He gives us time and breath. And so we thank God for the good things of life that we have. And those are many, and one of them is the audience here this morning.
Too many people don't know what a church life is like. And sad that they don't.
But I'm glad that we have not a perfect church, but a church that cares and understands and is there to help us through. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make His face to shine upon you and give you peace. Just this past week, we got a delivery from one of the floral shops from a widow and her family, not from this congregation, but one of the other congregations, and it just made you cry.
I should have been sending that. Here she was doing it. Yeah, that's life. That's the God we serve, and I'm glad that He preserves us and He gives us these blessings and helps us in the uneven journey of life. We need not worry or fret, but we know that He is there. And so we sang that song that it's another year begins and set out afresh for heaven. Seek pardon for thy former sins in Christ so freely given. Devoutly yield thyself to God and in His grace depend. With zeal pursue the heavenly road, nor doubt a happy end. When I think of the Sunday school lesson this morning, and I think of the Old Testament saints, and that must have been quite a journey. You know, they had to so religiously carry out those sacrifices. And the priest, you know, he just put that hand on the animal's head, and he killed the animal, took the blood and sprinkled it around. If he didn't do it right, he was in trouble. But we serve a God that sent His Son to die on the cross so we can have life in heaven abundantly. And I just praise Him that we can live in this time in our lives. So bless us as, may the Lord bless us as we go on through this year. Shall we kneel for prayer?